Bezras Hashem Yisparach, our halacha section from Daf Pei Aleph emerges from the seemingly esoteric Gemara in the sense that Baruch Hashem, our hygiene and our bathroom system has long changed from most of the issues that the Gemara was discussing on Pei Aleph Amid Aleph, and that is rocks designated and not designated for use before Shabbos, and whether they qualify as muktzah or not. However, the yisodos in our Gemara are used even for our situation today, as we will see. Every once in a while, a person is in a situation that the bathroom does not have pre-cut tissues, and their only thing that's left is toilet paper. Can we glean from our Gemara, that doesn't discuss toilet paper at all, that in the time of the Chazal they used rocks to clean themselves, what the halacha would be in regards to such a situation also? The Gemara told us on Pei Aleph Amid Aleph, halfway through the Amud, Tana Rabbanan Gimel Avanan Makurzalos Muta Lahachnis LeBeis HaKnisei, you're allowed to take rocks and bring them into the Beis HaKnisei, even though they were muktza and not designated before Shabbos. The psak of this Gemara is found in Shulchan Aruch, in Arachayim Simin, Shin Yud Beis. Sif Aleph, Mishum Kvod Abrios, writes the Mechaber, Hitiru L'Talta Avonim L'Kaneach, it's permissible to use rocks to clean oneself, and as we said on to the top of Pei Beis Amid Aleph, Vafil Alosim L'Gagimo, even to take it with him to the roof is also, Pei Aleph Amid Beis, we said, even to take the roof with him is also going to be permissible, despite the fact that it's a Tircha Yisera. The rationale for this Heter, even though clearly these things are muktza, Rashi told us on top of Pei Aleph Amid Beis that we say, Kavod Abrias is Docha, the Losa Seisha B'Torah, we learn out from the fact that the Kavod of the Zaken, the Torah, absolves him, as the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Amid Aleph explains, of the Pasuk V'Hisalamta Mehem by Aveda, that we say that a Zaken V'Ena Lefi Kvodo does not need to return a lost Aveda. So too, if it's an issue of Kvod Abrios that he needs to clean himself, that the Isser Derabbanan does not apply. Reb Nissen Karelitz in Perek Shmona Asar in the Sefer Chut HaShani extends this idea that we have in Shulchan Aruch to practical instances today. Because of Kvod Abrios, so we allowed we were lenient on Issur Derabbanan because of Kvod Habrios. Rev Karelitz quotes a Magen Avram. Unfortunately, he does not give the Mar Mok on this Magen Avram, and I did not see it in a cursory look in Simin Shud Yud Beis that extends. I did hear this from my Rabbeim, but I didn't hear this pinned on a Magen Avram that says that the Magen Avram extends that the Issur Derabbanan that could be foregone is not only the Isser of Muktzah as well as cowering in a Carmelis, which is an Isser Derabbanan because of Kvod Abrios. If that is so, he argues, if a person would tear tissue in a case of where there weren't any tissues and the only thing that was left was toilet paper that wasn't torn before Shabbos, in a way that was only an Isser Derabbanan, in such a case, his suggestion is that if he doesn't tear it beforehand and has it sit in the toilet and then the water does it, so clearly that would be some type of derabbanan and then it's going to be permissible. And that emerges from our Gemara. Really, Rav Karelitz's Yisod, Lechura, fits into our Gemara because our Gemara said that it's the Isser that of a derabbanan that is foregone in a pace of Kavod Habrios. Similarly, in the Sefer Archa Shabbos, in Perik Yud Aleph Ha'ara Lamin Gimel, Rev Rubin quotes from Rev El Yashiv another halacha that emerges from our sugya that would support cutting toilet paper with a shinui in the case of Kavod Habrios. And that is that on our Gemara, the Rosh in the end of Simin Aleph says that it will be permissible to sharpen a rock that wasn't usable to clean oneself, to sand it out, which would be an Isser Derabbanan if he does it Kelachar Yad, because of Kavod Habrios. Based on that, a person would cut the toilet paper with a shinui, so then in such a case, then it's similar to that instance. Renee Sal just pointed out to me that the shinui should be a significant type of shinui, like for example, to have the toilet paper under one's arm when one is cutting it off. A small shinui should be avoided. However, a shinui could be used and employed, even if the korea would be an iser d'oraisa, as we've seen from the rush at the end of Simen Aleph in our perek, and what emerges from the Gemara on the top of Pei Aleph Amid Beis, as well as the kor halacha, that muktza falls away in the face of Kavod Habrios. This Beis Hashem concludes our halacha section from Daf Pei Aleph.